Great to have you with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker, and our friend Craig Mish joins us on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Craig, of course, doing a great job in South Florida and now is with Sports Grid doing fantasy sports. Craig, first of all, thanks for joining us. And second of all, tell us about Sports Grid and your fantasy sports show.
Oh, thanks, Randy. Yeah, it's actually the same company as I've been working for the last year after I worked for SiriusXM for about 10 years. New company started up called Sports Grid. It's actually on television every day. And so, unfortunately, people get to look at my mug on TV. But you can find it on a lot of the like cord-cutting apps. People really seem to be gravitating more toward the apps that you can watch on your phone. One is Pluto TV, Zumo TV, Stir. They're all like new names, I think, for a lot of people out there. But a quick Google on iTunes Store or Android Store will get you to them. And I'm on every day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, including now. So new content every day, despite what's going on in the country right now. Just like you guys, still doing shows.
Right, still got to crank out something. I was just thinking about that in the fantasy world, because I listen to a lot of fantasy radio as well. Like what is the what are the go-tos? I mean, do you go back and look at previous performers? Do you still go towards the future and hope for something?
Because that's from somebody that makes their livelihood off it. Honestly, there is so much uncertainty. I don't think that there's any edge to drafting now. I think it's best to just wait to see what happens and how this all clears up. So a lot of that discussion is more or less what we're doing every day and really getting a head start on football, which I don't love to do, of course, in the month of April, but we have very little choice right now. The NFL draft coming up, so we're touching on that as well. And I have the last week, this week, and the next 2 weeks, we are putting together historical fantasy drafts from the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and then from the last 10 years. And we have 14 teams in each league. And we're drafting teams over the next 4 weeks, and then we're actually going to simulate those leagues over a three-week period and have a champion to see which players were best over the last four decades. So I put all that together. It's called FantasyLeagueLegends.com. You guys can check it out. It's a labor of love. No pay involved. Just trying to keep people sane during the time.
That's it, man. You know, Craig, people need the idea that's been floated out about Major League Baseball kicking off potentially in May in Arizona. Teams are sequestered. I mean, you know the reports. You've seen everything that goes into it. I want to ask you just on the surface, how plausible do you believe this is?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think it's plausible. And then again, like as time is going here, I don't know if you guys saw this. About an hour ago, the head coach of Oklahoma State, football coach Mike Gundy, said that he is planning on having practice in May too. So I'm guessing something must be out there, whether it's health officials or the president, or I'm not really sure, but somebody must have given these leagues the idea that something can start in May, because now this is the second time that we've heard this. And so it leads me to believe that they've at least kicked the tires on trying in terms of testing. For me personally, I don't love the idea. I want baseball back more than anybody else, but to have 30 teams play in 10 stadiums in Arizona in front of no fans, I hope that this is the backup option to another plan that they're trying to put together. And again, when things like this start happening, I start getting texts from people in the industry, executives and players. And overwhelmingly, this is not the preferred method to go about it, especially from families and who have wives, who have kids. You talk about having tough conversations at a dinner table. Imagine having your two kids and your wife at the dinner table as a 35-year-old Major League Baseball player. And having to tell your wife, yeah, I'm going to go put my family in harm's risk, and maybe not even see you for the next 4 months. Maybe for the kids who are in their 20s, it's no big deal. Look, I went to college. I'm well aware of how fun it is to be in your 20s, and certainly for these guys making millions of dollars, they want to play and they want to earn their money. But I think it's a hard pill to swallow for families and people who really care about their kids and don't want to put them in a position either to not have to see them or to have to quarantine them for 4 months. I gotta hope that something better comes out of this.
Not to mention the likelihood they would have to take some kind of pay cut in order to do that, it.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to get
pay too. Yeah, that was another one I got today. Also, yeah.
Right, and they're not going to get their full salary. So, if the players are going to agree to it, would this be a situation where union reps vote for it? or would every single player have to say, yeah, I'm going to do it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would guess that you're going to have a percentage of players, I don't know what that would look like, 5%, 10%, that won't want to do it. And so it just, I think it's going to come down to how many of those players express themselves in a way that let them know that they don't want to be part of it. And the other part of that, too, is that we know that this is the owners wanting to do this initially to get the TV money. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, they want to see that. Both sides want a season played. The owners really want a season played because at the very least they can salvage TV money for 3 or 4 months, and that's a big chunk of it. But I'm going to guess that there's going to be a lot of backlash coming from players. And what I don't want to see is a division inside the clubhouse. I mean, can you imagine, you know, the player rep on each side saying player A, player B, player C doesn't want to do it. Player D says maybe. And then these guys all say yes. And then you have texting back and forth. Come on, let's do it. We want to play. I mean, they're opening up a can here with this. And I'm hoping that this is a backup plan and they have a better plan. But is there a chance that we could see this? Look, we're seeing right now in South Korea, they're playing exhibition games in front of no one and playing in front of empty stadiums, and there's a number of them there to try and play in. So maybe it happens in Arizona. I don't see why it can't be in Florida too, but that's what we're dealing with.
Craig Mish with us. One more thing, Craig, before we let you go, I want to swing and circle back to fantasy. What were your thoughts heading into a regular season with what you had seen and knew of Dylan Carlson? What do you think he'll provide for the Cardinals?
Oh, yeah, and there's no doubt that he's big league ready, and the Cardinals aren't really one of those teams, at least that we've seen, that'll play the service time game. I think coming out of a season where you lose Ozuna, you have to replace that power. And they had really every excuse in the world to start him off in the minors had they chosen to do that, but I think he showed that he could prove it. The other players who had played for them in the spring, Thomas, my guy Austin Dean, who I was certainly hoping would make the team, but he did not. And then, of course, they could use Edmund in left field too. But I thought Carlson earned it. I don't know, in this truncated season, I wouldn't give them any reason to not have him start. If they play an 80-game season or a 100-game season, you got to have this kid in the starting lineup for opening day in a short season. You got to win every game you can. So if there is a season, I would project Carlson to start with the team. There's no reason not to.
Craig, good to hear your voice. Thanks so much. Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Be safe.
Anytime. See you, too. That is Craig Mish, and you can see and hear him now. And he's talking fantasy sports on a new outlet, same company, but a new outlet for Craig. And we want you to be able to tune into him as he's on Sports Grid now, sportsgrid.com. Next up, the Sports Six-Pack. Get your texts in to the Air Comfort Service text line 65780. Sports Six-Pack coming up next on 101 ESPN.